Do spirits exist? I couldn't help but notice all the ghost stories are come out now that when we got to Halloween. I have also noticed that the Travel Channel seems to be getting more of those ghost hunting programs every week. I don't give them much credence, especially since I caught one of them staging a haunting. I am not going to name the program, but you can imagine how many times this must go on. You may be thinking, how can I talk like this when I sometimes write about the paranormal? I don't know if you ever noticed, but I write about people's experiences, not ghost hunts. There are people who have had paranormal experiences which can't be explained who are very rational people. Two polls were taken recently, and in one poll more than 50% of people thought there was a spirit in their home. In the second poll the number was 44%. This is rather incredible when you think about it. Are about half the people in the country having paranormal experiences? Even if we allow for mistaken experiences like houses making noises while settling and other noises which can be mistaken for things like footsteps, there would still be a heck of a lot of people who have admitted to having paranormal experiences. People tend to not talk about these things to other people, but if a person tells another about an experience they had, it sometimes loosens the tongue of the second person if no one else is around. I have found this out, and it was a valuable lesson if you want to know the truth. Many people have told me they have seen an apparition of a deceased loved one. This is not as uncommon as you would think. Others have heard their deceased loved ones talking to them, sometimes in a very loud voice as if they were right next to them at the time. Sometimes a person is in a position at work where they see apparitions many times. You may wonder what the heck I am talking about, but I have written about people who work in hospitals in a critical patient ward, and they sometimes see patients walking down the hallway and then they disappear. When they go into the patient's room, they find them deceased. One nurse said this doesn't scare her anymore, and she believes they are going to their reward. I am sure it would scare us the first time it happened. Not all the hauntings in a home, even one where relatives have died, seem to have activities, but some do. One case had to do with crashing sounds coming from the empty second floor of a house. Every time the owner would go upstairs to see what fell, nothing was wrong. He would also hear footsteps on the stairs, and no one was there. The owner decided he was not going to let this get to him, and these noises continued for more time. Then something changed. While he sat in his living room, the crashing sounds then came from the kitchen next to that room and were louder than ever. Again, he investigated, but nothing fell. At that point the stubborn owner said he decided he was never going to be driven out of his home. After a couple of weeks of this activity, he heard a voice in his ear which said goodbye. This kind of activity stopped. The owner was a perfectly normal guy, and others who had lived there, such as his adult children or who stayed for a few days during visits, had also seen and heard strange things. So, what are we to make of this? I don't think we can just write it off to a hallucination or mistaken sounds. I have mentioned this before, but it is so interesting I am mentioning it again. A man was at home when his phone rang. It was his father who said he just wanted to say hello. They had quite a long conversation, it lasted about an hour, and finally the father told the son how much he loved him and said goodbye. Later that day the son received a call from the police. They told him his father had died. When they told him when it happened, he said the time must be wrong because he spoke to his father hours after that. The time wasn't wrong. Apparently, the son was speaking to his dead father. It was a way for his father to say his goodbyes from the afterlife. I believe at least a third of the people reading this have had some sort of paranormal experience, and most have kept it secret. Then there are those phony videos we see many times. They try and get us to believe things like translucent trash bags and such being blown around by the wind are some kind of spirit. Others use mannequins or dolls as props. It is very easy to fake a paranormal event such as a door closing on its own or something moving along a table. If one watches those ghost hunting shows, you would think ghosts were everywhere if you believed that stuff. It seems spirits mostly appear or make themselves known on a personal level when there is a connection to the person. I am not saying this is what happens all the time, just that there are many cases where relatives who died are contacting their live relatives. I have often thought, why would a supposed ghost want to stay and haunt a place full of strangers? Did you ever notice the supposed ghosts stay in one place, and some have been said to have been there for hundreds of years in places like ancient castles or pubs? What is a ghost? It is a former human in most cases. Wouldn't it want to be with its other deceased relatives or friends, not haunting some old drafty and mostly empty castle? Do we get a choice when we die if we want to go to the light or hang around? I guess we won't know that answer until we die. I can see maybe a beloved wife, or husband, who died waiting for their spouse to die before moving on so they could go with them, but I can't see ever why a spirit would want to hang around unless it is too scared to move on for some reason. I am sure others will have their opinions of this topic, and some will be the exact opposite of mine.